said earlier, the World Series begins tonight. The Philadelphia Phillies playing the New York Yankees in New York. The first two games will be in the brand new Yankee Stadium. It's a huge white structure that opened this season in the Bronx. It was cost the public more than $150 million to build it. And some of the claims when they were constructing it were that it was going to help improve that the neighborhoods that surrounded it. We're joined now by Ilse Chang. She's a reporter for member station WNYC, New York Public Radio, and she's been reporting on the new stadium and what it's done for the people living around it. So Ilse, first, can you give us a picture of what the stadium looks like?
Well, in one sense, it's this beautiful gleaming white structure. But when you walk in, you automatically feel like you're in this enclosed shopping center. I mean, the stadium itself has 4,000 less seats than the old stadium, but they've more than made up for that in how much you can shop at Yankee Stadium.
I mean, there's prices.
Exactly.
Prices for the seats.
There's something like 125 concession stands, 56 souvenir shops, half a dozen high-end bars and restaurants. And what you see are big brand names like Nathan's Hot Dogs, Hard Rock Cafe, Carvel Ice Cream. You do feel like you're in a mega mall.
Here's one Yankee fan outside the stadium.
You walk around and it's like you're not even in the game. You walk around like it's like you're in a mall. You have a whole bunch of stuff to do. You could buy food. You could buy like merchandise, whatever. It's like this takes you away from reality.
So he kind of sounds like he's a little bit excited about it. Some people like the feeling of being inside a gleaming mall.
Well, yeah, that was George Figueroa. He's a lifelong Bronx resident. And he basically said to us, you know, the Bronx doesn't have a mall like this. And this is kind of like our resort for the neighborhood. It makes us feel like we, you know, we're just as able to spend money like everyone else. So he actually liked his experience at the new stadium.
It's bringing people in. I mean, people definitely will go to the stadium, but was it worth $850 million, people are asking, to just get them into this one location and then they get into the subway or the train and go home? You were saying that there's mostly big chains inside, so clearly this is not, the people are not getting outside. Did you see people walking outside to surrounding?
You know, not a lot. And that's exactly what the businesses on 161st Street are saying, is that there's actually less foot traffic on that street right now. And they have a lot of reasons for that. They're saying there's this new Metro North station that's right by the stadium. It spits people out right away. There's, you know, parking garages that are closer to the stadium, so people aren't parking further down 161st Street anymore and walking up, going past the bars, past the restaurants. They're just going right into the stadium. And there's 4,000 less seats. So you multiply that over 82 home games, that's a lot less people wandering around the streets spending their money.
It's kind of like a Yankee Disneyland. You spoke with an economist who studies stadiums.
The bottom line is these are bad investments for everybody except the team. The team does very well, thank you. But for the community at large, they do not produce any return at all. And in particular, for the area around a sports facility, there usually is a significant negative effect of having a baseball stadium or a football stadium plunked down in the middle of their neighborhood.
A negative effect on the neighborhood around it?
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these businesses are reporting that they're still suffering losses. I mean, they're not doing as well as they have in previous baseball seasons. I mean, I'm hearing percentages like we're 60% down. They originally were 80% down. One souvenir shop called Jeans Plus was originally 80% down. They're creeping up to 60. Yankee Tavern, legendary bar, used to be frequented by Babe Ruth, Joe DiMaggio, Mickey Mantle. They were 75% down on opening day. Now they're about 20% down. That was Roger Knoll at Stanford University, and he has studied every single stadium that has been built in the last 20 years with his colleague at Smith College, Andrew Zimbalist. And they have found that in every single situation, the local economy doesn't really get that much of a meaningful boost from the stadium.
Thanks. Ilse Chang is a reporter for member station WNYC, New York Public Radio.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.